This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Belmont Road residents outraged over daylight robbery of an elderly man, while BARP calls for harsher penalties for crimes against the elderly. The CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital laments over the impact crime is having on the hospital's operations. The Barbados Light and Power gets ready for the Atlantic hurricane season, and Russians and Ukrainians in Turkey for what could be the first talks in 3 years. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Belmont Road, St. Michael, are expressing outrage following a recent robbery of a 66-year-old man. Some say the area has become a hotspot for crime. Jeffrey Barrow was reportedly beaten and robbed yesterday of an undisclosed sum of money shortly after leaving a nearby credit union. He sustained multiple injuries during the attack. One resident, recounting the ordeal, said the situation has become so dire that it feels like robberies are happening almost daily.
It's like a regular thing, especially around Christmas time. You see the police running down through the gap, somebody screaming, he snatched my chain, he snatched my purse, something like that is a regular thing. So it ain't nothing new, but I was inside minding my business, watching basketball. I hear the commotion, I thought it was these fellas in the ram shop. I come outside to see what's going on, to see an old man laying down in the gutter and trembling like, and everybody standing up watching. So I asking myself, I'm trying to process this thing, trying to ask myself if what this thing was happening, if none of the people that was out there can go and jump in and give the old man a hand. Right, so we live in a world of cowards all over, so I know what's going on.
He says crime in the area is so out of hand that heightened police presence is no longer a deterrent.
These are individuals and you don't know when these things gonna happen. These are things you could address. You could police post out here 100 million times, the walk about the door kind of thing, or the quiet down, just quiet down for a little bit and then it's picked back up again.
Resident of Belmont Road, St. Michael. Meanwhile, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, expressed deep concern over the incident. Describing it as a brazen attack on an older person, BARP President Marilyn Rice-Bowen tells Starcom Network News the issue is a symptom of a growing problem in Barbados.
Well, of course, we record with horror the brazen daylight robbery of a senior citizen. BARP finds the incident deeply concerning because it highlights several critical issues in our society, including safety and the vulnerability of certain populations, particularly seniors. The audacity of committing such a crime in broad daylight signals a growing disregard for public safety and can instill fear among community members. Incidents like these create a sense of insecurity, prompting residents, particularly the seniors, to restrict their movements and limit their social interaction, therefore affecting the quality of life. And part of BARP's remit is to ensure that our seniors could lead lives of independence and dignity.
She called for more punitive measures to be imposed on offenders who commit crimes against the elderly.
We are confident that the Barbados Police Service will apprehend the offender. However, our focus is on not on the offender, but the victim. And BARP is standing by, ready to offer counseling services to the gentleman and his family as well. And in the interim, we want to extend our prayers and support to the family and to the victim. We also want to appeal to the policy makers for harsher penalties for crimes against seniors. This may deter criminals, but for sure, it would highlight the seriousness of these offenses.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice-Bowen. Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark, says the recent rise in violent crime is having a serious impact on the hospital's operations and staff. Speaking during a news conference, Mr. Clark noted, in light of the ongoing gun violence, the emergency department often faces extreme pressure when dealing with gunshot victims.
It has a major impact on the QEH. Having to treat somebody who's coming with gunshots is not only slowing down everybody else who's coming without the gunshots, it slows down the whole department, and the department moves into lockdown, which slows down everybody else's treatment, and it can take a lot of time to deal with the gunshot injuries, there's also a fear amongst the staff that that might continue into the department. So they're treating people and being nervous at the same time. Our security team are excellent, they'll lock down very fast, and the police respond excellently, and they're there very fast to provide that support and reassurance that leaves our staff to get on with treating people. But sometimes those injuries are horrific, and that has its toll. And sometimes when the people die, that has its toll. And the nursing team have got support down there, and the doctors, because it can be quite traumatic.
Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark. Meantime, the QEH Pathology Laboratory has received new equipment to help improve its work following a donation from the Barbados National Standards Institution. The equipment, valued at $30,000, will be used to take very accurate measurements. Director of the BNSI, Hayden Rind, said the equipment will help the lab produce better results and maintain high standards.
This is critical because healthcare is really based on underpinning measurements. And these measurements are really the foundation of having effective and efficient healthcare. So with the donation of the precision, it's a high precision balance that we're pleased to be able to donate to the laboratory today. And we're sure that added to their equipment, that would be a critical component to making sure that the quality and the output of your results and your data is high and at the highest. I would dare to say international recognition.
Director of the BNSI, Hayden Rind. The Barbados Light and Power Company says they're moving apace with emergency plans as the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season approaches. BLMP's communications advisor, Cassandra Crawford, tells Starcom Network News that the company has already made significant preparations ahead of the season.
Preparations are at an advanced stage. By the end of this month, we expect to have all procedures and checks in place. In terms of our overall management plan, across the company, our teams have been meeting regularly to give their updates on preparations at our various generation stations and the substations, as well as across the network, to ensure that we really are in a state of readiness for the 2025 hurricane season.
She also revealed they've ramped up their tree trimming exercises across the country.
At Barbados Light and Power, we really begin our planning for any given hurricane season with a review of the year before. So immediately after one hurricane season ends, we begin with that review. I can tell you that tree trimming is something that is ongoing all year round for the company. However, it would have intensified in January of this year, 2025, particularly along our main generation and transmission lines.
Communications advisor with Barbados Light and Power, Cassandra Crawford. Trinidad and Tobago's Defense Minister Wayne Sturge has ordered that the itinerary of Jamaican dancehall artist The Vibes Cartel be cut. According to a report in the Trinidad Guardian, Sturge is prohibiting Vibes Cartel from two media interviews and other events. The artist, whose name is Adija Palmer, is scheduled to have his concert in Trinidad on May 31st. According to an immigration order, the artist is prohibited from doing a morning radio show interview, a midday television appearance, and a local press drop-in on May the 27th. He's also blocked from a meet and greet, a visit to a school or youth center, a cultural launch with community leaders, and an official meet and greet on the 28th of May. And finally, Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are in Istanbul for what was billed as their first direct peace talks in more than 3 years, under pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to end Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. The encounter, anticipated to be a sign of diplomatic progress between the warring sides, who had not met face-to-face since March 2022, the month following Russia's invasion. Expectations for a major breakthrough, already low, were dented further yesterday when Trump said there would be no movement without a meeting between himself and Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. Recapping the headlines. Belmont Road residents outraged over daylight robbery of an elderly man, while BARP calls for harsher penalties for crimes against the elderly. The CEO of the QEH laments over the impact crime is having on the hospital's operations. The Barbados Light and Power gets ready for the Atlantic hurricane season. Russians and Ukrainians in Turkey for what would be the first talks in 3 years. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.